Happy birthday, church. It's good to be here, and good morning to you all. It's been a pleasure to worship with you, and it's always a joyful to be in the house of the Lord with you all this morning and every mornings that I'm here to worship with you all. I'm grateful, want to express my gratitude for Reverend Pastor Aaron Teeter for this invitation, for this kind invitation, and also especially for the church leaderships, all the people that are planning for the worship, for this opportunity to stand before you, to share the word of God, especially on this special occasion of the church, where the church was born, basically, as we heard, it's a Pentecost, where we experience the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, empower and fill the disciples and the church onward. So, before our scripture this morning, it's come from the second, the New Testament scripture come from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. And you can find in your pew Bible, which is on your New Testament section in page 119, or you can follow up on the screen here. Let us hear the word of the Lord. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven and under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and sign on the earth below.'" This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Awlay kupajing yubab ning, kumnesi in pan yuan bandem hapok kislaj bakuot ki jong me, ban ai ngu yakabame malasha, singaubhai ki jat ki patlot ki jongi bangila bandrung. Akan ika ying ka bakentang ka jong me nyai ngu ime au blai kham tam ye ka jing ai กับกันไซตัมกับจงมีอุลาคุณจงมีอุจิสคริสบัดคำตัมกุมภะกันเอกสงีอยู่มันซีมคูดมันเป็นทงันมันเป็นชัดบริกับจิงเอ็มกับจงอีดูว่าอีกับมีมันอิสเนย์อยากับมีมันเป็นชัดบริงอีเวปเวบัดคำตัมยี่เราจงชักรีอุบายังกันเอกปอร์ตัวไอเบกิเคนตินกับมีนักเชนทูร์กับจงอุกินลงกีบลาเป็นกันทังบัดกีบลาเป็นชัดบอร์กับบอร์มันซีมคูดจงมีบัดไอเบกิจิงPusan gijong ikin long gibar piang hun khmat jomi. Heka kerteng gijong u Jesus Christ ngidu wagine baro. Amen. Hold on. Make no mistake, I'm not drunk with new wine as some of the crowd on the day of Pentecost thought of the believers. But in fact, I just prayed in Khasi, my own native language from India.Also, don't worry, I won't preach to you this morning in Khasi. It will have been wonderful if you could have heard and understood it in English while I pray. I believe it's difficult for anyone to listen to someone speaking in a foreign language when they don't understand it, let alone...get the message of what they are trying to convey. We definitely will need a translator or interpreter if I were to continue speak in my native language, as we just did for our call to worship and other parts of worship in early part of worship. But in our scripture this morning, we learn that the crowd in Jerusalem didn't need someone to interpret or translate.What the believers spoke because they could understand clearly in their own native languages. The crowd that traveled to Jerusalem from all over the world was amazed and even confused to hear the variety of languages spoken by the believers, though most of those speaking were only uneducated Galileans.So, on the day of Pentecost, God's people were given the power of speaking in languages, not their own, but what for? What was the point of this gift? To answer this question, we have to see the fullness of this gift because it is not only simply language acquisition. There is more to it.I remember when our daughter Izzy was in preschool, Cheryl and I attended an open house event at a school. Izzy was sitting with one of her friends, and I started talking to her. Her friend shouted, "Izzy!" and had a stunned look on his face. He just stayed there for a moment as the three of us waited to find out what surprised this little boy so much. And then finally he spoke, "Your dad can speak English. I had no idea." The three of us burst out laughing while this little boy was racially categorizing me and didn't know that children in India start learning English in kindergarten. It is nonetheless surprising when someone you don't expect speaks your language. How many of you have had to learn a language? I believe many of you, if I have to raise, I see many hands out there, it is hard, right? It is hard. It is surprising when people can speak 2, 3, or 4 languages.So yes, the fact that these disciples, who are just uneducated Galileans, were speaking a different language from their own, was indeed amazing. But again, I think there was more to it. The gift of speaking in different languages is powerful. The power of the Holy Spirit manifested on the day of Pentecost,It's indeed astounding, but also powerful and uncontainable. Luke describes the Holy Spirit as a violent wind and tongues of fire. As we all know, wind and fire are 2 powerful earthly elements that consume and bring destruction and chaos to all that they come into contact with. It always hard to contain these forces. In April, we had our first-hand experience what happened in Pittsburgh, right? When that strong wind brought destruction and power outages to many neighborhoods. That is what we heard happening in our scripture. The sound of violent wind rushed into the house where the disciples gathered, and tongues of fire rested on each of them, and something unimaginably happened to them. Our text informs us that the disciples, filled with the Holy Spirit, can no longer sit still in that one place in Jerusalem as Jesus had instructed them to stay. They started to speak in different languages that the devout crowd from all over the world who had gathered in Jerusalem for the Jewish festival were amazed to hear and understand the words spoken by the disciples in their own languages. We often underestimate the power of our language. It is as powerful as that wind was in Pittsburgh in April. Oftentimes, we did not realize that the words that come out of our mouths are a powerful tool and can have lasting impacts on individuals and communities alike. They can either draw people in or they can push people away. Linguistic scholars at Stanford University are studying the power of language and how words we use shape people and culture. One study showed that a relatively harmless sentence such as "girls are as good as boys at math," which is meant as encouragement, can unfortunately backfire because it perpetuates a sexist stereotype. Our words matter, especially when it comes from the church. The gift of the Holy Spirit will have been amazing if it was just speaking in new languages or just for its power, but there was more. The gift enabled different groups of people to connect and understand each other. The challenge facing the church in our world today, especially in our Western world, is to convey the good news of the gospel that can make sense to individuals' daily lives and their communities around them. We live in a world full of diversity wherever we turn, whether locally or globally. Sometimes when we think about diversity, we mainly think of languages, race, and culture, which are the basic components of diversity. But the diversity that exists in our world today is also that of our socioeconomic status, our political affiliation, our different views and understandings on various social and religious issues, our ages and access to different social media platforms, and so on. Because of these differences, we need to realize that the language we use to convey God's word or even encouragement to others will not be easily understood by others, nor have the same meaning as it does for us. Therefore, we find ways to speak differently to different people. In fact, one of the secrets for Paul's success in ministry is to become all things for all people. Paul, in the first letter to Corinthians, chapter 9, said, "To the weak I became weak so that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all people that I might by all means save some. I do it for the sake of the gospel so that I might become a partner in it." He got to know the people, not just so he could speak a common language, but to know the nuance of culture and perspective. I want to point out that the story of Pentecost is famously believed and understood as the reverse of the story of the Tower of Babel that we heard in the Old Testament reading this morning. It was on the day of Pentecost that God, through the Holy Spirit, enabled human beings to communicate and understand each other. While the story of Tower of Babel is where God confused and diversified the human language so that humankind was not able to understand each other when they tried to be greater than God. As Christians, we look to the story of the Tower of Babel to prove God's desire and plan for diversity in humanity. But theologian David Barlett, in his commentary on this text, suggests that it will be a misreading of the text if we think God totally reverses the Babel story at Pentecost. Because though the believers spoke in a variety of languages from then on that day, not everyone started to speak one language from then onward. Whether we like it or not, we know that we continue to live in a world full of diversity with many languages, cultures, views, gifts, and that we never really understand each other completely. This gift of the Spirit was amazing. It was powerful. It bridged people together, but there is even more. Something we don't always recognize, it helped people be curious. Now, we can all agree that the Holy Spirit enables the disciples to speak in various languages as the Spirit gave them the ability, but I also believe that that is the work of the Holy Spirit that enables the crowd to hear and to understand the words spoken by the disciples in their own languages. I don't think I could hear and understand a word if you all start talking all at once in English, even in English. I believe we can all agree with that. Their ability to understand the words of the disciples come from the fact that they are curious people. You see, when they first heard the loud sound of the disciple speaking in different languages, they were indeed confused and amazed, but they are curious enough to ask questions, acknowledging their lack of understanding by asking, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And what does this mean?" They are a stark contrast from those who are quick to judge and falsely accuse the disciples that they are drunk with new wine. You see, there is power in curiosity. Curiosity, by asking simple questions and wanting to learn new things, can transform the world and change lives. All the innovation in the world we see today stems out of the fact that people are asking questions and seeking answers to problems. Even Jesus, I'm not sure if you noticed, but even Jesus always asks a question first before he performs any miracles or does something for others. Like when he asks blind Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" before he healed him, when it's obvious that Bartimaeus is a blind and need healing. Yet, in fact, Jesus didn't do anything without first ask a question. Oftentimes, we shy away from asking questions because we do not want to be seen as ignorant. While pastoring a church with my wife Cheryl in South Dakota, shortly after I arrived in the United States, I heard people express concern that someone from the congregation who had fallen off the wagon. Though I knew that this individual struggled with alcohol, I was unfamiliar with the phrase. I did not know this person was very fond of horses, so I immediately assumed he had an accident involving an actual wagon. I continued the conversation with this assumption, and to be honest with you, I felt embarrassed to ask a question because I'm their pastor, right? So upon my arrival home, I asked Cheryl, if she had heard that this person had an accident because he fell off the wagon. Cheryl couldn't help but laugh at me, knowing that the person did not really have an accident, but rather had slipped back into a drinking problem. I completely missed that pastoral care moment because I did not ask clarifying questions. This taught me an important lesson: not to assume. I understand without constantly asking questions. You see, just because we can speak the same language doesn't mean that we can fully understand each other. Along the language we speak, we each have a culture that we inherit from our family and the places where we grow up. And even our cultural heritage impacts the way we understand issues differently from one person to another. The gift of the Spirit was miraculous, powerful, and brought people together. It gave people curiosity, and finally, it gave people courage to speak. The disciples, through the power of the Holy Spirit, they received that they were able to break barriers of not only their languages, but also the culture of the people they witnessed to. Peter, who we remember just a few weeks previously, had denied Jesus 3 times because he was scared for his life, was now suddenly courageously speaking truth by proclaiming God's word, and he defended his friend by explaining this event to the crowd using Joel's prophecy to describe that this event did not happen accidentally or spontaneously. Rather, it happened to fulfill the promise from God to pour out the Holy Spirit upon all flesh, including both men and women, young and old, sons and daughters, black and white, liberals and conservative, rich and poor, through the power of the Holy Spirit will prophesy, see visions, and dream dreams. Peter proclaimed that this gift of the Holy Spirit is not limited to a certain group of people, but it is inclusive of everyone. Through faith, we have the same Spirit within us, but as humans, we definitely have different views and understanding about God and about our fellow human beings, because the Spirit speaks and reveals itself differently to different people. But life will be easier if we all spoke the same language and had the same views on life and God, wouldn't it? Even though God gave us this wonderful diversity of culture and perspectives, we try to avoid it. And sadly, some even try to erase it. We tend to stay within groupings of people who look like us, act like us, and share the same views as us. We sometimes fail to listen to the words spoken by others outside of our familiar group when their ideas can in fact be the Holy Spirit that is speaking through them. Though we like not to believe it, we can't deny that the Spirit of God can even speak to us through a person we don't really agree with or even dislike. As humans, often we shy away from those who are different from us because we fear that we might lose our identity. But the fact is that we can enrich our lives much more by learning from people different from ourselves and who have different perspectives. By exploring and understanding many different views, one can better know the truth and grow in more in faith. An example of this is that we have four gospels. We understand the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior through four different perspectives. And these four different perspectives don't always agree, but give us a richer, fuller idea of who Jesus was and is. God created a world with diversity of understanding and viewpoint in our family, in our church, our community, our country, and our world, mainly because we need them for our survival. Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, "Differences are not intended to separate, to alienate. We are different precisely in order to realize our need for one another." As God's people, we can better understand God, the world around us, and even ourselves more by engaging ourselves with the diversity that exists around us. It is sad, though, to see these days that as humans and even as Christians, we have become more and more polarized on different issues that surround our life, our church, our community, and our country. There is so much fear and hate going around the world and especially around our country, mainly because we all are different. What we see in Scripture is that God, through the Holy Spirit, gave the gift of speaking in many languages to the believers, not that they will be confused and misunderstand each other, but so that a variety of people could hear and understand what they are speaking. That's the miracle of Pentecost. God speaks to us differently in different languages and perspectives because the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon all flesh, not just you and me, but all flesh. God, through the power of Pentecost, calls us and the church as a whole not to speak one language or even to have one view, but to embrace and learn and grow through the diversity around us. Allow that diversity to speak the gospel to you. Brothers and sisters, God promises us as a church, both locally and globally, that amidst of all our diversity, the Spirit still lead us forward in understanding. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit for the church. Friends, may this Pentecost challenge us to be a people who not only embrace the diversity around us, but to be willing to speak languages that are understandable by all. Be curious with one another and be courageous to speak up for others. Amen. So for our prayer of the people, we are moving into the prayer of the people. As Reverend Cheryl had mentioned in the beginning, that the prayer of the people this morning will look different from our regular worship service. If you were present last year church retreat, not this year church retreat, but last year church retreats, I was able to lead in prayer practice that is different from what you've experienced, and that is when that come from the tradition where I grew up in India and the church where I grew up in India. And oftentimes, most majority of the time during the prayer of the people, there's not only a one person, a pastor or elder, pray the prayer of the people, but oftentimes it's the prayer of the people here. So what we're going to do is, that belief comes from the fact that we all, each and every one of us, we believe as Christian that we able to go in front of God, right, by ourselves. We don't need a pastor or a priest to go for us. We believe as believers in this faith is that we can approach God ourselves. So we're going to do that. Our prayer of the people this morning is going to be a prayer that each and every one of you will lift up. So more or less, it will be an experience of what that Pentecost story looked like, right? In the whatever room the disciples are praying or speaking in various tongues. So you are, of course, encouraged if you have other language than English that you are comfortable to pray. You can pray in your own languages, but we'll pray together. So there is not necessarily a prayer list that we can pray, but I believe the Holy Spirit that has been given to each and every one of us will let you and pray to God for what the Spirit have given you. So at this time, what we're going to do will be praying together. So it's called a more or less a mass prayer where everyone will lift up. Of course, might be uncomfortable but for some, but I hope that it will be a wonderful experience and also it able to show that we are able to approach God. So we'll pray together, and then at the end, I will close, and then we'll close together with Lord's Prayer as we normally do. All right? That's good. Let's look to God in prayer. Let's pray. Au play pajingi bab ning kumni sim patrang yuan bandam pokis la jet khuot ki jong me nyanyu imi au play na mar ba me long play u ba im u play u ba shisha u play u ba dab ik ning shjong ba khandeu shit bian me long play u ba thaw ik ning ba khandeu ba try kham tam me long play u ba pen yo ngi ka ta ka met ka men si ma ging la ban im me ngla ban ring men si ma man ka por ba na man khlip mat jong ka jing im ka jong i try ni do wai ka pat ba me min isne ik ba me ngi anyu imi kham tam ik ba me la ya lam ngi ba me la pen shai ba ik ba me la pen ya lam ngi ha ka ni ka chaka bangila ban ruai ban yero ban penum ruam ik teng jong mi bat kham tam ho ni a nyu imi ya mun sim ba khu yu ba mem la the ak jik im ga jong ni ba kum nu bangila ban ken try ban wan khmat jong mi try ni du wai ker pat ik ba mi min isnei ya ga ba mi men ya rap mi men ai bor mi men pen shach bor ga jing im ga jong ni i wei pui bat kham tam ho kum ka balang ga jong mi ho ka ni ka jaka ha ka ni ka khlim mat try ni du wai ker pat ik ba mi min isnei men pen shach bor i wei pui men sim ba khu men sim bakodor kan try lembau men sim khu jong mi mengila kan try ban yer ro ban ai ngu ban yero kerteng jong mi bat kumnu banginang la kan try ban ai jing shakri ke batam na gabanta ke kerteng ga jong mi du wai ga bam min isne men dan nam kan ho gibriu ke badan preng jing pang stam ke jing la not ke jing e ke jing ken du ke jong ki a u bleng du wai ga bam min isne ga bam min pechat bor ki mi men ai bor ki men yarap ki kan try ba kumnu kinang la kan try ban ai bor bat bin la ban pechat bor ban ai ke jing shakri ke banta na ke banta ke keteng ke jong mi ho mi i trang ni long ki priuk bat lot ni long ki priuk ke pom ni long ni long e khmat jong mi en ring ni wan khmat jong mi na mar ni don ke ta ke jing ker men ke beskem tang mi apreng ki jing e ke lanon apreng ki jing e kendu ke jing e ten ke tenju ni ngek skem ba dei tang ma mi hi au blei bola ban ai ke ta ke jing ker men dei tang ma mi u blei bola ban ai ni ke ta ke jing men dei tang ma mi au blei bola ban ai ke ta ke jing suk ke ba ke men sim ke jong i ban nang ma tang ni duai ke par ga ba memen isnei ya ga ba memen mesat bor memen ngai bor ngi ba kum no meng nang la ken try ban long kita ke briu ke ba pen sle ke ra men sim mu jong me meng nang la ban ai ke ta ke jing ker khu ke jing shakri ke ba tam na ke ban ta ke brom ke jong me ho ja ke jing em ke jong ngi ke man ke sngi ba ho kam tam ru ho ja ke im lang ke sa lang ke jong ngi du wai ga ba memen dan kan ho try ki nong sen shar ki nong sa khadar jong ke ni ke ne ke jang ga ho ke ni ke shnong ke ni ke ri ba ke ni ke per hei ba ro ku try ba ke nang kinang lak ban yo kata kencing pun check board kepada me kinang lak ban yo kata kencing penslek kepada me kencing try kumnu ban ri ban sumat ban yalami keting kencing me ban yek brew kencing me try yo kon ban kencing me long tang ki brew benang pop ki berau bejat ki berem and reshi mugungu kencing me baru reshi me try nyanyu imi out play naman mami long play bus ngau buyo I baru bama bimbap kencing me. Lord, we are so grateful and so thankful for giving us this opportunity to gather together and to lift up our voices, lift up our concern, our prayers to you, because we know that you all know our concern. You know very well all our concerns without even asking, and we come before you and we are giving thanks to you. Hear, Lord, our prayer, for we ask all these in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.